Kate Chopin was a feminist novelist and short story writer of the 20th century. During a trip in New Orleans, she met an independent actress and singer who had an influence on the novelist. She questioned the authority of Catholic Church about the role of women. When she was installed with her husband and child in Mexico, Kate blossomed. She started to chill only in the street of the city, whereas not common for women at this period. She wrote a short novel, Desiree's Baby, in 1893. It talked about the miscegenation in Creole Louisiana before the American Civil War. Then she wrote The Awakening in 1899. She wrote about unorthodox views of femininity and motherhood, with the social attitude of the turn of the century American South. Kate wrote a short novel in 1894. The Story of an Hour talks about a woman, a hurt condition of woman. Her sister Josephine announced who her husband is died. This short novel questions the condition of the independent woman and the marriage during the 19th century. Kate Chopin doesn't have characteristics of stereotype of women in her century. She is a rebel and she going against the system. Many of her books speak about women and their place in society. She plays an important role in the feminist movement. She can be considered as a female icon. The Story of an Hour, Kate Chopin, 1894. Knowing that Mrs. Mallard was afflicted with a heart trouble, great care was taken to break her as gently as possible the news of the husband's death. It was her sister Josephine who told her, in broken sentence, veiled hints that revealed in half-concealing. Her husband's friend Richard was there to nurse her. It was we who had been in the newspaper office when intelligence of the railroad disaster was received, with Bentley Mallard's name leading in the list of killed. He had only taken the time to assure himself of its truth by a second telegram, and had hastened for Stahl, any less careful, less tender friend in bearing the sad message.